Today's Mishnah and Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim in HaKadosh, is Perek Tishi'i, Mishnah Chet. We're getting now into some more complex issues that have to do with the various dinim of the Malais of Parah, which have to do with Tumah V'Taira. And these are some of the halachas that we're familiar with already, is that the din of Mechatas is that it actually has a din of Tumah on it, and that if an individual who normally is only able to be mitameh from an Avat Tumah, or a Kli, which can only be mitameh from an Avat Tumah, touches the Noigea B'mei Nida Yitma HaTa'arev, so this is the Iker Din Minatera. The question is whether it requires a Shear of Hazah, or it doesn't require a Shear of Hazah. That is a difference between maga and mas, if it has a shear of has. So remember, the Torah also repeats vahamazeh, et the din of the nosei is anoseid me'anida. So what is the din, the difference between the nosei? A maga is mekabel tuma, even if it doesn't have a shear of hazoya. But a nosei is only going to be mitamei if it has a shear of hazoyas. That was the Iker din of the mayim that are already mekudashim as mechatat. Now, there's a big machlokas, actually, a number of different shitas, or there appear to be a great number of different shitas. It's not thoroughly clear in the Rishonim exactly what all the differences is, but the assumption from the simple lashon of the Rash versus the Rambam says all of this is true, but only in a case where he wasn't tohar for the chatas, and he wasn't carrying this water or touching this water almanat to do a hazoya. But if a person had made himself tohar for dealing with the mechatas, that's, remember, the way that we refer to the mayim HaPekudashim, so once he is tohar, he's not going to be mekabel tumah by doing the very thing that the water is for, obviously. And therefore, if he is nosei, or even if it's kedei hazoya, or if he is noigea, then he's not going to be mekabel tumah. The only time that he would be mekabel tumah, says the Rambam, is in the event that he does it for no reason. So there, if he's carrying it or he's touching it, and it's not l'tzerech hazoya, then he would actually be tameh, even if he was tohar lechatas. That's the Rambam Shita. Now, the Rash Paskins here, there's no difference at all. It doesn't recognize the difference between the tzorah and shalol letzorah that the Rambam bases the whole halacha on. And he says the whole halacha of tumah that was extended to somebody who is an ish tohar is not where the person made himself tohar for chatas. It's a din in where somebody was tohar, but not l'shem chatas. And therefore, he would not be able to become tameh for anything that has to do with the chatas, whether it was nogea, the actual need for him to do it, or he was just carrying it around klal. So therefore, once a person makes himself tohar for the Parah Adumah, he is allowed to be in contact with it for all purposes and is not going to become tameh. But the din of the Milas of Kodesh, all of this is still going to apply to it. So even though he is tohar, he's only tohar when it comes to dealing with the Parah Adumah. But for other things where we have a mila, such as truma, such as kadesh, there we have the drabbanan that says that he's considered, because of the fact that this is the water of the chatas, he is going to be metame, kadesh, or truma. So for chulin, it's not nogea, and for the maximum of chatas, it's not nogea. But for anything in between where we had a mila, such as truma or kadesh, he is tame. So this is a completely different shita than the Rambam. It's not for why he's carrying it, but it's also the question of what is he tohar for. Now, there's another shita, which is the way the Gra paskins, in which case, once somebody is tohar for a chatas, he is completely tohar by touching the mayim. It doesn't matter. There are no milas for a kodesh or for truma, which seems more consistent. Okay, but let's take a look now in the actual lashon of the Mishnah and see how this figures. Mecha tach nifsalu. So here the Mishnah wants to talk about even a case where the mayim is not ra'ui to do anything with it, such as the cases that we've been talking about. Some bird drank from it, in which case it became pus, or an animal drank from it, or something fell into it that discolored it, and so on and so forth, added liquid to it. So in all of those cases, you would think, well, okay, it's not kosher anymore, and therefore it doesn't have any dinim of tuma. But that's not true. It will still be metame an individual who is tohar for truma, whether he touches it with his fingers or it touches his body in any way. So whether it's biyadav or whether it's begufo, he becomes tame because of a takanas chachomi. And this was that even mayim psulim, the rabbonon were metaken, that even mayim psulim are metame as if they are regular mechatas. There is no such halacha when it comes to chulin. When it comes to chulin, remember, we're not makbid, but the chumras that we made for truma and for kadesh, the malois they're called, those ma'alot include a ma'ala of mayim psulim that were once kadosh lechatas, that nonetheless, there's still going to be metame when it comes for truma v'chulin. But suppose the guy was tohar lechatas. If he was tohar lechatas, then if he touches these mayim, and or the mayim touches him, meaning that it comes into contact with gufay, they are not metamehim, because in the same way that we said that the regular mechatas, we said in our introduction, regular kosher mechatas are not metame a person who is tor for the chatas itself, neither bemaga nor bemasa, and therefore in this case, the same halacha is true, except for one very important difference. And that is that even though we said before that according to the Rambam, if you're carrying it not for the tzarech of the chatas, it would be metameyu, that in this case does not apply, because that is only a gezera that was made for mechatas, which is kosher. There we say there's a difference between carrying it letzarech or carrying it shalei letzarech. But if it's pasul, we did not make any tuma whatsoever on the mechatas for an individual who was tohar lechatas. Okay, so now the question is, why do we need to repeat this according to the Rash? Right, because according to him, there never was a distinction between letzarech or shalei letzarech. So we'd have to say that according to the Rash, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the mayim are psulim, they still are only tohar for you vis-a-vis chatas. But there's still going to be metameyu vis-a-vis anything else, if that's the Rash's pshat, which is the way most people understand the Rash. And again, the way we understood the psak of the Gra would be that in this case, the chiddush would be that mechatas ksherim are precisely the same as mechatas tarim. If somebody is tar for the chatas, it's not metameyim under any and all circumstances and for any and all purposes. Now, how about if the mayim wasn't pasul, but it was nitma? So then if they were nitma, ooh, you had mechatas that became tmeim, they are metamim as a tohar l'truma, as if they are mechatas, which were psulim, and therefore they will be metamim whether he touches them or they touch him, meaning whether there's a maga b'yadav or whether there's a maga b'gufa. And in this case, if they're tamei, they also are metame the tohar lechatas if he touches them, and that's got a different reason. You know why they're metame him? Because the normal din is that mashkim tameim are metame mesiadayim, right? That was one of our basic takonas, original takonas of the din of tumah. If water is tame, so even though normally it can't harm a person in any way, but if a person comes into contact with mayim that are tameim, so now his hands, on his hands, they're metame, his yadayim, and he needs the tilas yadayim. But the problem is, if he needs the tilas yadayim, then what kicks in is another one of the milas that was said in Chagiga about achatas, and that is, Gavi, im nitmu'u yadav nitma gufo. So once there's a din of tumas yadayim, which would be metame anybody, nothing to do with the chatas. But if a person who is handling the mechatas, his yadayim are tame, and over here they did become tame, not because of the mechatas, but because of the tumah in the mechatas, as mashkim tameim, then there's another takana, which is one of the milas of the Pora, nitma yadav, nitma gufay. And once that's true, now he's stuck, because indeed it will be metame, even somebody with star lechatas, with this fascinating combination. But if the mayim touches him directly, it's not going to be metameim at all, you see, because the din of mayim tameim is a general halacha only to somebody who touches them with yadayim, because it's a din in yadayim. So therefore, it directly touches his body, it's not going to be metameim. But if it touched his yadayim, then it will be metame his body. Another one of these fascinating combination halachas. Perek tet, mishnah tet. Efer kasher. And suppose you started off with mayim that the kiddush was not a kosher kiddush anyway. You had kosher efer, but you were mekadesh the mayim where the mayim themselves were psulim. So shenetano al gabei amayim she'enam ru'uyim lekadesh. Let's say we had whatever, it became possible with Hasagadas, all of the various ways in which you have water that's not roy for Kiddush. The din is that they are metame, someone who is tohar for truma, and they will be metame him still, bein benogea with yadav, or bein they are nogea in him somewhere on his body. And at that point, he is not able to touch truma without being metame truma. But when it comes to sator lechatas, lo be'adav v'lo be'gufo. In this case, since there never was any kosher kiddush, so in that case, even if he touches him be'adayim, and there's no tumah over here in the mayim, it's just that they weren't royal the kiddush, so in this case, the person who touches them, who was tohar for chatas, does not become tamei at all, and it's the same din here, not as mayim that are tameim, but as mayim that are mechata shenifsulu. What's the chiddush here? Why would they be any different than mechata shenifsulu? Because you would have said, what do you mean? This mayim was never shayach to the chatas. It's not mechata. It's not as if it was once actually mayim mekudashim. This is garbage in which it looks like mayim that you were mekadesh, but it's not really mayim that went through kiddush. The chiddush is that even though they never were kosher, they still are considered to be the same din as Mechatat Shenifso, which itself is a tremendous chumrah.